Although this hillside is thickly wooded now, at the time the CCC built the amphitheater using native sandstone quarried on the property, the area had only a sparse cover of young trees. Most of the original forest succumbed to commercial and private timbering in the 19th century. Not long before the CCC arrived in the 1930s, all the area had been farmland, with none of the old-growth forest remaining. This is difficult to imagine today, and illustrates how quickly the look of the land can change. You will hear more about the formal agricultural uses of the park later on in the hike. For now, just keep in mind that you are walking through a young forest. You will also notice quite a lot of downed timber. It has been park policy since Richard Lieber's time to let it lie and let nutrients return to the forest. As you continue down the hill on your right, you will see the park's saddle barn, completed by the CCC in 1936. The CCC built saddle barns in several of Indiana state parks, but this one is by far the largest. It contains stalls for 25 horses and originally had living quarters for stable hands on its second floor. Because the building represents the kind of park development undertaken by the CCC during the 1930s in Indiana, and because it appears today much as it did when it was built, the saddle barn has been documented as an outstanding historic structure. The saddle barn replaced one built a few years earlier by park employees. That building still stands about 150 yards south of the present saddle barn. As you reach the bottom of the trail, you will enter a large parking lot. If you wish to examine the saddle barn more closely, turn off the CD player at this time, then return to this point and start it again.